consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Romans chapter 1, particularly verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We're going to continue a study. If you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can go to our website at considerhisword.org. And there find all of the messages in this series. Just click on the tab that says Radio Programs. While you're there, you can also click on the tab that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing our broadcast today. And if you'd write to us, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. These are absolutely free. And so just simply contact us through the website, or you can just send me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as most do, you can simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Once again, that's Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. So be sure you send us an address where we can send you the prayer journal. We'd love to hear from you. You know, this program is a listener-supported program, and there at the website, there's also a place there that you could help us out if God leads you to do that. I don't make a big deal out of that. We have several that support us here locally, but we also need other help, so you can do that there as well at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Well, it's Mother's Day, and you may be hearing this program on Mother's Day or near Mother's Day, so I'd like to give a shout-out to all of our mothers out there and hope that you have a great, great, wonderful day celebrating Mother's Day. Romans chapter 1. I want to read all of the verses to kind of put this in context, so I want to begin reading in verse 15. Our text is verse 16, and again, I'd encourage you to memorize it if you've never memorized this verse. It'd be a great memory verse for you. Romans 1, verse 15, Paul said, "So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you there at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." We need people who will stand up and say, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," and will boldly proclaim their own testimony and their relationship with God through the saving knowledge of Christ. Now, last week, we kind of was an introduction to this series. Today, we're going to look at some parts of it more particularly, but I want to go back because I felt like I was rushed about one part of it. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." When he's talking about the gospel, he's talking particularly about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He defined it for us in 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 1. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, the gospel itself means good news, and this is good news, that Jesus died on the cross for our sin, that he was buried, he was dead, and they buried him, and he rose again on the third day. It's so important that we understand what we're preaching. It's interesting, when you read the book of Acts, it was the resurrection that the apostles would preach about, that Peter would preach about, and that Philip would preach about, and that Paul would later preach about. It was the resurrection of Christ. That's what changed their lives. That's what they were excited about, with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. When you read the book of Acts, you don't hear the disciples going back and saying, "Oh, I remember that time when Jesus walked on the water. Now, that was a big deal." But they don't talk about that. You don't hear them preaching about, "Oh, I remember that time when Jesus healed those lepers. Now, that was a big deal." But they didn't preach about that. They didn't go back and say, "Oh, I remember that time when Jesus healed that lame man. That was a big deal." But they didn't talk about that, or even about the transfiguration, or any of the wonderful things that happened to them while they were with Jesus. No, they preached the resurrection of Christ. Next time you read through the book of Acts, pay attention to that. Over and over again, they preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, because, you see, that's where our salvation lies, is our faith in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Later in this same book, in Romans chapter 10, Paul said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so it's their faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and repentance of sin that we come to a saving relationship with the Lord. Are you trusting him? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Is your faith in the gospel? You know, many people put their faith in a preacher. Oh boy, is that a mistake? Or they'll put their faith in a parent or a grandparent. Listen, they might tell you about salvation, but they can't save you. Your faith must be in the gospel. And so Paul proclaimed, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." So it's our faith in the gospel by which we're saved. And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of that gospel." Now, we talked about my own testimony last time, and I hope you'll go back and listen to that if you didn't hear it. But I want to look at a couple of reasons why we can say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I want to start with this. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because of its origin. You see, the gospel was not man's idea. It did not come from some philosopher who was sitting on the side of a mountain or on the top of a mountain and thinking, "I wonder how I could get to heaven." And somehow in his mind, he concocted the gospel in his own mind. No, the gospel was God's idea. It came from the Lord himself. It was not made up by some philosopher. It was not made up by some religious group, although you've got to be careful, because there are some places that claim to be churches who do not preach the gospel. You've got to keep an eye out for that and be careful of that. So it was not put together by some religious leader or some religious group. It was not the concoction of man's idea. It was not conceived by man. No, the gospel was God's idea. You see, God created us. He is a creator. And the Bible says that in 6 days, God created heaven and earth and all that in them is. And that includes you. Yes, you're a creation of God. Psalm 139:14 says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." But you see, the problem was that man rebelled against God, disobeyed God, and brought man into a state of sin. The Bible says, so we were in enmity with God, meaning we're in the state of being enemies. The Bible says, "There's none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The penalty of that sin was death, eternal separation from God. Yet God loved his people so much. He loved you so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty, to pay that death. That's what we mean when we say Jesus died for you. He died the death you should have died. He loved us so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty for our sin. 1 John 4:4 says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." And by receiving Christ as our Savior, we can have that salvation. You see, there's a difference between Christianity, true Christianity, and religion. Religion is man reaching up, trying to grasp and understand God. I heard somebody the other day talk about God of their understanding. I don't know what he was thinking about, but I want to believe the God of the Bible. And study the God of the Bible and know the God of the Bible. It is the Word of God. True Christianity is when God reached down to sinful man and redeemed him, saved him by the atonement of Christ on Calvary's cross. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, it was an atoning sacrifice for our sin so that we could be saved. And the gospel was not man's idea. It was God's plan, the Bible says, from the foundation of the world to redeem mankind to himself. The gospel was and is God's plan to bring man back to himself. It was not man's plan, it's God's plan. And so we've got to follow God's plan. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Oh, man will try to figure out his own way, and most of the time those ways involve some kind of works. You got to do something. No, salvation is by faith. We are saved by faith through grace, recognizing the love of God and our need for him. And if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, would you do that today? Put your faith in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.